Smoke vomited from inside one of the partially collapsed buildings. An instant later, an explosion rocked the lead wag and spilled white contrails over the vehicle and the nearby guards. The guards went down at once. Paint blistered on the wag, and the air around it looked hazy, like it had become a mirage. The heat and the acrid fumes identified the chemical immediately to Ryan.
That's white phosphorus. Get back, Christy. Cover your eyes, nose, and mouth. Fall back to JP.
Right, lover.
Christy turned her body around and crawled deeper into the brush away from the town. Ryan hesitated. He hated giving up on the idea of getting antibiotics for Dean, but there was no way they could stand up to a cannon. Even this far from the impact point, Ryan teared up because of the fumes. He blinked to clear his eye and stared at the building the masked Coldhearts had holed up in. By the time he blinked again, whatever gun they'd hidden up there fired another round that hit the second wag. Ryan searched the Ville with the scope of his Steyr. The white phosphorus slagged the tires on both wags, and they settled awkwardly to the ground. One of the drivers tried to engage the engine, but the rims dug into the earth and mired there. The woman who came from the back of the lead wag shouted orders to her people, but she dove to the ground when the hidden gun fired again. The third round sailed over the last wag and scattered over the shattered buildings. Fire sprang up from the vegetation and wooden structures. Wood smoke twisted up into the air with white chem fumes. The leader in the cloak leaned along the building from where the rounds had come.
You need to surrender, El Errata Cancino. Otherwise, we'll burn your wags down along with you and your people.
The woman, El Errata, took cover behind the wag her scout had died in.
You've just signed your own death sentence, Ben-Hari.
You know who I am?
I've heard of you. People along the trade roads talk about you. Thief, murderer, butcher. Some of the barons have put a price on your head.
Well, you see they're not out here to collect it.
They'll accept delivery.
Staring down the hill at the standoff, Ryan studied the woman huddled behind the first wag, then glanced back at the other two. They were in a hard place for the moment, but the woman and her people obviously had access to goods and were well outfitted. But the ambush had been well thought out. Ryan wondered how the Coldheart leader had managed to sneak in the cannon. The woman called to her troops. Immediately they formed up behind her. Only a handful of gunners were left alive on the wags. They fired their machine guns on full auto to provide cover. El Errata rolled out from cover and her troops followed. They ran single file along the open area and used broken and shattered remnants of buildings as cover as they closed on the building where the cannon was housed. This cannon round slammed into a tall corner of the three-story building just behind El Errata. The wall fragmented, and white phosphorus streamed down in tendrils that became a roiling cloud. Most of the armored crew were engulfed. Ryan watched as men and women died or passed out trying to throw off their burning armor. The victims slumped where they lay. Blown forward by the concussive wave, her back smoldering and smoking from the white phosphorus, the woman recovered enough to roll over and smother the flames that clung to her. She came up almost immediately, grabbed her assault rifle, and ran for the guard closest to her. She hooked a hand under one of the stricken guard's arms and slid the man to the safety of the nearest building. A wave of the masked Coldhearts poured from nearby buildings and advanced on El Errata's position.
Fire blast.
Ryan set down the Steyr and pulled his bandana from around his neck and tied it around his face to cut some of the phosphorus stench from the air. Still, his lungs and nasal passages were raw and tender. JB appeared from around a bush and hunkered down next to Ryan, his Smith & Wesson M4000 shotgun on a sling across his back.
I'm here. How do you want to play this?
I want us to go.
If that was true, we'd already be gone.
Dean needs medicine. These people probably have it. Those Coldhearts won't be sharing if they get it. That's a long way to anywhere from here.
Then let's get this settled.
Ryan nodded toward the wags.
We need one of those big 50 cows to knock out the ground teams.
On it.
They're not gonna see you as a friend when you get there.
JB readied his Uzi.
I'll win him over. You going for that cannon?
I am.
Then good luck. I'll see you when the dust settles.
JB slid away into the brush and disappeared. Ryan took up the Steyr again and scanned the area. Below, The woman was joined by three more of her guards who had survived the latest blast. Only the woman and one other guard appeared to be in good shape. Most of the guards lay where they'd fallen. Sighting through the Steyr's scope, Ryan settled the crosshairs over the lead-masked Coldheart and squeezed the trigger. When the rifle bucked against his shoulder, he settled it on the next target and took up trigger slack again before squeezing through. Four of the masked hit the ground, dead before they got there. Another went down but moved feebly, and the last spun away because the round caught him in the upper right shoulder instead of taking him through the heart as Ryan had intended. The ranks of the masked broke and abandoned their advance on Elorada's position. Ryan heaved himself up and remained low as he charged through the woods surrounding the ruins of the ville. Branches and brush slapped at his clothing, and bullets lined up tree trunks, leaving bright white scars in their wake.